My name is Nathan Tulu, and this is my book talk on the Stonekeeper. So, in my book, The Stonekeeper, it's a graphic novel about a family who's lost their dad in a car accident and lost their house. So they moved to their presumably dead grandfather's house, where he did secret experiments. And whenever his daughter, Emily, and the younger son, Navin, dig too deep into his old experiments, they get captured by an evil demon and get sucked into another world full of danger and horrific creatures. When their mom goes looking for them, she gets eaten by a giant spider-like monster and starts to slowly get digested into the stomach acid as the creature runs away. When Emily and Curtis go after her, they encounter a dark elf who tries to kill Emily for her amulet, but they are saved by an anthropomorphic rabbit who was created by their presumably dead grandfather. He then takes them to meet their grandfather because he's not dead, but dies as soon as he sees his grandchildren. After he dies, Emily and Navin must go save their mother. And now we'll move on to the next segment, where I'll go over two different quote elements. So the first quote element I'm going to be going over is with the setup. The car is about to fall off the cliff, and the kids get out, but the mom is still trying to get her husband, David, out of the car. The quote is David saying, "Karen, let go. You need to look after the family." My explanation is, if Karen wouldn't have let go, then the car would have fallen, killing both parents. But David telling Karen to let go is extremely brave and selfless. This shows indirect characterization by showing that he would do anything to save his family and knew that if she didn't let go, then the kids would be all alone. So the next quote element that I'll be going over is with the setup, a disguised anthropomorphic rabbit named Misket saves Emily and Curtis from the dark elf. He says, he'll get up soon. We must hurry. So Misket just wants to be considered a force to be reckoned with, but he is just a pink rabbit, so he disguises himself to look like a tall, shady man who goes around and shoots demon elves. This is an indirect characterization by showing that he is insecure about his appearance and that he wishes to be powerful. And now I'll be going over the recommendation for my book. So my recommendation and rating for this book is that I would definitely recommend this book to anyone who likes adventure books and anyone who is looking for a different type of graphic novel than usual, because I noticed that it doesn't seem to be like most others. And I would definitely give this book a 4 out of 5 stars because it is a bit short because it is in the series and it's a graphic novel, but it definitely deserves the 4 out of 5 stars rating. And that is my podcast. I'm done now. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a good rest of your day.